Selling your software. Build open and lightweight, and sell commercial licenses only. These allow commercial use of your applications and assets. You may make it difficult to access your application code, but it is good advertising to give it all away for non-commercial purposes. This means you don't need security. Nothing can be stolen and nothing can be hacked, and nothing is really under lock and key. If someone deletes their downloads by mistake, they just download it from your website without logging in. There's nothing here that hackers want. Your credit card processor does not need a special configuration either. The customer pays, and you just send them text with the damn license. By setting the license upwards of $16, maybe $64, no one will care to test stolen credit cards with your products. You have nothing to hack, nothing to monitor, no need for custom software where users have to enter their username and password for a re-download, or even enter their email, so that you can reset their password and other guacamole. Just about 2 years ago, this would be a kind of an interesting and wise experiment. But, you know, it would come to be seen as a super tiny start, because what are you going to sell? Today. Oh, boy. Today, generative AI makes you so overwhelmingly powerful that you can go up against outfits with multiple hundreds of nose-picking employees. I can't tell you what to generate and sell, but the broad answer is the things that you find lovely. If you like UFOs, sell perfectly authentic UFO art. If you like GUIs, ask artificial intelligence for graphic-rich web components. For example, today, the web only has border image for advanced decoration. It is 1990s technology in darn near 2030, the great age of artificial intelligence. Commercially licensing advanced graphic web user interface components with AI-generated decorations is wonderful. No one yet understands how important a pretty user interface is, because all the college-taught kids optimize it all to look like every other bland user interface. But design should come first, and then application second. You want a tree growing around your to-do as an indicator of being late with your items. You want crystal and water-based glass spheres as progress indicators, perhaps for downloads. How cool is that? And buttons. Buttons that are candy and fruits and little doll heads. All the different kinds of buttons. The user interfaces of today are awful! They are a disgrace! Everything is boring! And then it gets bloated with features. Features that belong to multiple applications. And more than that, a window should never be square. What the hell? And no user interface shape should ever be perfectly geometric. I want you to imagine a button that is purely based on one of 36 AI-generated fruits, each looking amazing. Based on a 6x6 sprite sheet, a single image. Here, the asset folder also includes variations featuring shadows, glows, and candies, and other variations. You have hundreds of such 6x6 sprite sheets, free to use for non-commercial purposes. They're all over the web with your website name. And for only $64, anybody can use it on their own website. These things do not repeat. In fact, as soon as you start making good money, you should generate artificial intelligence pipelines that generate unique buttons for your customers. This is just the button. What a wonderful start to your art adventure and learning programming. Imagine what you can do with all the other user interface components. Fantasy user interfaces, futuristic user interfaces, including UFO dashboards and strange exoplanet wallpapers. The web does support 3D graphics, so you can use all kinds of effects in the background. Once they see how beautiful your creations are, they just click buy commercial license. The processor only takes a couple of percent of the purchase, and they get an email with the text of the license and download away whatever it is that they need. Perhaps you can release new button sets every month. And what a fun hobby that is. Because all of this is so wonderfully lightweight, you can run multiple such businesses, always working on the next thing. Perhaps beautiful Electron.js desktop applications that use your own pretty user interfaces and assets to create applications that were never imagined before.